morning, everyone. Welcome to Irish Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, I speak with Dr. Trace Conway, Assistant Professor and Director of the MA Planning and Development at the University of Galway, about the importance of planning and its role in tackling climate change. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086-3833-553. You can phone reception on 09177-0077. Email irishprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. If you want to get more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Naman, go on to irishprotect.ie where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on Irish to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Now, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Dr. Trace Conway, the Assistant Professor and Director of the Masters in Planning and Development at the University of Galway. And we're looking at how planning and planners are adapting to environmental criteria. Trace, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us on the programme. Talk to us a bit about the environment and planning and how planners are adapting to that.
Yeah, John. So I suppose the focus of your segment in your programme is to bring to fore ideas around environment, sustainability and climate. And planners as trained professionals really have a central role to play in achieving elements of environmental sustainability, access to housing, development that's sustainable in that it adheres to the idea of the common good, so that every piece of development is about environment, society, culture and how it interacts together, and how the capacity and the limit of growth of these areas isn't surpassed and isn't overreached on the basis of the proposals for the developments being made. And I suppose on that, if we don't have enough planners in the system, which currently we don't have, we're at a bit of a stalemate in terms of achieving these goals. So I suppose there's a resource issue as well. Organisations like the Irish Planning Institute and the SCSI have mentioned these challenges in order to achieve our sustainable development goals with over 1,500 vacancies in the system. And I suppose planning is not arbitrary in this. It happens through structures and timelines. And if there's a lack of staff within the system, we fail to maybe achieve some of these elements in terms of climate change or the biodiversity crisis as well.
Mm, because there is a huge focus now on environment and climate when it comes to planning.
Yes, yes. I suppose the career and the narrative in and around the planning space is changing. And the skills that planners need to adopt and to use in their day-to-day job is altering. And I suppose that gives us in educational institutes a time to rethink in terms of how we reskill these planners in these dimensions. But things I suppose planners need to think about that are relevant to the environment is obviously climate change, biodiversity. Marine spatial planning now is a central dimension, in particular, I suppose, on the Western seaboard for ourselves, renewable energy and economics. And I suppose in terms of how their current roles are changing as well, how they look at existing problems in terms of maybe the environment of our high street and how we preserve our town centres is changing in response to how things have moved online to COVID. So there's a lot of changes in the dynamics. But I suppose the need to focus on climate and environment and the sustainable development goals, for example, does present an opportunity for us to think about how we drive those skill sets into the future, into maybe even the youth populations.
Yeah. And what project ideas are there out there in both the city and the county to tackle this?
There's a lot actually happening, I suppose, across these projects. One, I suppose, to jump to the city, first of all, is the Greater Galway Charter for Sustainable Urbanism. This project, or charter as it's more commonly known, is an output of a series of public workshops and also the Reimagining the Irish Town and City Conference, which was held in Galway City in April last. And the charter then was developed and launched last October. So what the charter is a living document about Galway and how it can develop over the next 50 years. Now, planning plays a key role, but because of the nature and the focus of it, the interdisciplinarity piece, where you have architects, you have the Academy of Urbanism, you have the educational institutes, all involved in driving key deliverables in and around compact growth, sustainable neighbourhoods, transport and placemaking. So essentially, this project really is an overarching linchpin for how we're going to drive the environmental, social, cultural sustainability of Galway over the next 50 years. And it really will be great to see how it progresses. And I suppose, John, another project that is quite central and it is key to the environment and planning is this focus now we need to put on transport. And through the Urban Regeneration Fund, which is set out to develop projects in line with Project Ireland 2040, planners in Galway County Council have a key role in securing 9 million in funds for the passing loop and a second platform at Oranmore train station. So this funding and the resulting developments that will emerge out of it will have significant impact for commuters leaving Oranmore for Galway City, on which will be a 9-minute train journey. And this increase in train traffic will obviously allow for some cars to come off the road and essentially help us achieve some of our carbon targets. So I suppose in applying for this funding, the expertise of planners would have connected this application to the National Planning Framework, but also to the National Policy on Climate Action, and to highlight how this development will be transformative, strategic, and how in essence it'll pinpoint how places like Oranmore can contribute to long-term viability and sustainability environmentally for Galway and its environs.
Mm. And I know there's a big report out recently with big targets in terms of moving to renewables.
Yeah, so I suppose in terms of planning's role in and around renewables, we are supposed to be achieving 80% of our electricity generation by 2030 from renewable resources. And I suppose on that planning space, there's a lot happening in the private sector planning. So we're very lucky in Galway to have MKO, McCarthy Kevill O'Sullivan, based here in the Tuam Road. They're Ireland's largest planning and environmental consultancy. I think I've got that right. And essentially, they have a key role and in terms of a lot of their developments in and around wind energy, solar farms, in driving those targets and seeing, well, can we actually meet a lot of what's been set down?
I know a lot of the education aspect of this starts with youths in terms of educating them about the environment and planning. And you have a few projects in the burner there as well.
Yeah, so I suppose, even though, I suppose, John, we are a third level institute, we educate third level students primarily, we do see in the planning space there is a need for youth engagement. And I suppose everywhere there's a call for how do we engage youth more fully in our society. But planning is one of those key aspects, because if you think about it, they're going to be using the products of our plans and our policies as we move forward. So actually, in partnership with Galway County Council, the planning department there, with the Presentation College in Athenry, we are currently working with those students over the next couple of weeks to look at how they think about their town centre in Athenry, how planning impacts them. The students are actually going to lead our third level students through the exercise and essentially learn a little bit about planning and place, and maybe think about it as a career, but also for them to think a little bit more deeply about how our interaction with society has environmental consequences.
Mm. It's very interesting. If people want to get more information on this work, where can they get it?
So if anyone would like to find out more, they can either drop me a direct email at thrays.conway@universityofgalway.ie or just do a quick Google search of MA Planning and Development at the University of Galway.
That's great. Dr. Thrays Conway, the Assistant Professor and Director of the Masters of Planning and Development at the University of Galway. Thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you so much, John. Cheers.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30, where we look at gardening.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.